The Togiak sacro herring fishery is now open. KDLG reporter Daisha Eaton flew with Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologists on Sunday and filed this report.
Despite rainy weather Sunday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game made it out to do their fourth aerial herring survey this spring. And what they saw allowed them to open the Togiak sacro herring fishery.
There's the school of fish.
There's some fish now.
These are big schools here too.
They're rather large.
I mean, it's clearly more than double what we saw the other day.
That's area management biologist for the Togiak Commercial Fishing District, Tim Sands. He's discussing what he's seeing from an airplane above the waters near Togiak Bay. During another aerial survey Friday, Sands calculated biologists saw a biomass of 15,000 tons of herring and predicted they'd open the fishery this weekend.
We saw herring in Togiak Bay and coming in along Hagemeister Island. We saw a ribbon of herring about 4 miles long that was probably 10 to 30 feet wide. And then a whole bunch of other small schools that were moving in towards Togiak Bay.
On Sunday, Sands says they saw more than double Friday's numbers, observing an estimated 40,000 tons of herring, exceeding the threshold biomass of 35,000 tons necessary to open the fishery. Sands says herring schools were concentrated between Anchor Point and Rocky Point. Biologists didn't see herring in Kalukuk Bay or along Cape Constantine. Commercial fishing with gillnets opened at 6 p.m. Sunday evening until further notice. The Togiak sacro fishery is the largest herring fishery in Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.